Now, ladies and gentlemen, another feature of Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., program where I've come up with a number of innovative features for my program, is Motivational Moments, where I bring to you guests who motivate and inspire us. I'm going to bring this one back to you, featuring our guest, Arthur Andrews. I thought this would be great for the holiday season, too, so here it is. Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to be motivated, inspired? Nope. Empowered to live your best life? Well, you are in the right place at the right time because we have an expert who is joining me to help do that very thing, to empower us. He is nationally renowned empowerment presenter and coach, Arthur Andrews. Arthur, how you doing, sir?
Man, super fantabulous.
It doesn't get any better than that. It would be enough just to be fantabulous, but when you're super fantabulous, oh yeah, things are showing up good. So it is good to hear your voice too. How was your weekend?
Absolutely superlative. It was just great. Good people, good food. Went on a date night with my wife for 39 years.
Awesome.
And we had a ball.
Yeah, that's excellent. And you talked about being around positive people, man. When you can be around a positive spouse, man, that is just the cake and the icing on the cake.
It is a blessing. There's so many people that are not happy and have made some bad choices.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think they're really bad people. I think they just make bad choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have made a better choice.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to be around people that turn your power up and not down.
Yes, sir.
That offer viable solutions to dilemmas and things of that sort. And you got to learn to just move on. It's not easy, but you got to move on sometimes.
Yeah.
And not look back.
I like that. That is so
true.
That's
one of my prescriptions is let it go and grow. Forgive and live.
Mm.
You know, if you knew better, you would have done better. So if you're beating a person up, you're condemning an innocent person. So let's forget about what has happened, and let's deal with what is happening.
I hear you.
And what can I do to capitalize on that and make this the best year? Well, no, the best day of life, because the year's not guaranteed. The next minute is not guaranteed to us, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
You think about that, man. The only thing we have right now is the moment.
Yes.
And I tell you, and I have this conversation, it's history.
Yes, sir. That's true. That's true. And we'll be talking for probably the next hour or so. And you're right. As soon as that conversation is over, it is history. You know, something that you said, Arthur, I found so significant. You mentioned that sometimes people make bad decisions and they may find themselves in a relationship that just isn't right for them. It just is not working. And one of the things you made clear is that when it comes to forgiveness, not only do we need to forgive the person who brought the drama into our lives, but we also need to forgive ourselves for having decided to have connected with that person in the first place.
That's true. And, you know, a lot of people, there's some people, some experts, I guess they call themselves experts, psychologists and things of that sort. They tend to want to blame people. You know, I didn't know. I was a kid. I was 19 or whatever. Sometimes, you know, I was childish in my thinking and I was 40. But it's not working. See, that's what you got to deal with. Deal with the reality of what's not working. What's working? Yeah. Forget about what you can do. Let's concentrate on what you can do. I'm talking to people all the time. Oh, I can't. I can't. I can't. What do you mean I can't? Can't simply means you choose not to, or you don't know how to.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, stop saying can't. Either you don't want to, or you don't know how to.
And if we can,
but anything is possible. You know, anything is possible.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said with men, things are impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell you right now, I know that some people get offended, but if you're trying to do this thing without God, you can put your pencil down.
I agree, because, I mean, he is the one who is the creator, including the creator of all of us. And there can be no one in the world who knows better how to make life work than the one who created it.
You got that right, Carl. You got that right. I think that's the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Yes, sir. Well, Arthur,
again, you have to have a foundation.
Wow, yeah.
And what is your foundation? What are you building on, see? Build your stuff on sand. You got to have a firm foundation. You got to get, you know, a blueprint, you know. You know, that's why I always, you know, I call the Bible my blueprint, basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Yes, sir. I like that.
I'm telling you, it hasn't always been like this, Carl. Because I thought I was tough. I thought I was a bad boy. You know, I could go in and work a room, and I shut up. You know, I'm telling you, man. You know, don't lean on your understanding. All our ways. Acknowledge
him,
and he will direct your path.
Yes,
because I don't know what I'm doing from time to time. I trust on him. This whole conversation we're having now, just basically focusing on what he gives me in the moment.
I hear
in
you.
The moment. Seizing the moment. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And you got to be prepared. It's better to have a moment, right, and be prepared than to have one and not be prepared.
Yes. In fact, that's the very thing I was going to ask you, too, about seizing the moment. What are some of the reasons that those moments of destiny arrive and people miss them?
Wow. That is so true. That's so profound.
Yeah,
because,
so what,
you know, you don't get a second
causes?
Chance to make a first impression.
Exactly.
You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. So you got to be ready. Well, how do you prepare yourself? Well, you do. You prepare yourself through meditation, prayer, you know, exercise, eating the right things. You know, people, you know, they talk about their body being a temple, but some people have woodsheds. You know, man, they just eat whatever they want to eat like a disposal. What are you doing? It's got to affect your thinking.
Yes, sir.
So I don't hang out with people that do buffets, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that I just don't do that. I'm very selective in who I associate myself with, because birds and feathers do flock together. And you know, if you got a negative or positive, you know, if you're walking with a guy like Carl, we're walking, and you start slowing up, 9 times out of 10, I will slow down as well.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
To keep pace with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, negative power always equals a negative. Negative power, you got to get around. You got to make it your business. And I'm not saying act aloof or better than a bourgeoisie or whatever. I'm not asking all that. I'm just saying be cognizant of people that you're around.
Yes, sir.
And yes. And don't share your dreams with people. If you don't want people on your parade, don't let them know what street is coming down.
Mm. I got it. So it's about being selective there, too, then.
See for themselves, they will not see it for you. Don't talk about the guy's mother and everything. I mean, you know, it's just who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when people, I heard I guess I would say a philosopher. I guess she's a philosopher. She said, says when people show you who they are the first time, believe it. You know, I'm telling you, man, it's like insanity. What is it? We know the definition.
Yeah.
It's like they can't be anything
results,
but who they are.
But who they are.
I mean, go back to the tortoise and the scorpion. He says, why did you sting me? Hey, stupid, that's what I do.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry, man. I tell you, man, you know, after going through 2 strokes and a heart attack, you better, life is very important to me. I cherish it.
Yes, sir.
And my health.
Yes, sir.
And I'm on the rebound. I'm on my way back.
That's awesome.
Not going to let it get me down, man.
I imagine a lot of that fact that you're on your way back has to do with your attitude, too.
It really does. You know, and this is not a groundswell for you. We know that, you know, psychosomatic, you know, things, you know, your thinking. I get up every morning. You know what I say to myself in the morning?
What's that?
The mark of greatness is truly upon you. And you must not be limited by the short-sighted belief of others. You can because you think you can. You can because God says you can. Look at you looking good, feeling good, smelling good. You're a masterpiece of creation. That's what I say to myself.
Mm.
And you know what I say to myself for opportunities? That God is now raising up somebody somewhere who will use their power, ability, influence to help me prosper. He's now putting me in the company of the people that I need to know who are critical to my destiny and my future. I didn't coin that phrase. Ivy Hilliard did, but I love it. It sets my day up. Consciousness, man. I don't go in. I came in this world. I survived millions of sperm. You did too, Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Carl said, get out of my way. You ain't gay. You better back up. You're a champion, more than a conqueror, right?
That's right. That is right. And that is such an excellent point. It was a matter of surviving and thriving from the very beginning. During that,
you better tell somebody.
During that trip to the egg,
rigged in your favor, Carl. Life is never meant to be a struggle.
Mm.
We choose the struggle.
Wow.
You know, we choose the struggle, man. We don't have to struggle because you know what? There's a secret. But you know what, man? People always talk about secrets and the getting the key. Ain't no key. The door is never locked to success. It's never locked.
Hmm.
It's free to everyone, man. No respect to persons. You got a guy, look here, man. Guy's inebriated. He's at a bar. And he's drunk. He takes a rock, slams it down the bar, says, I'm going to make you my pet. Come on now. We live in America. What does a chia pet do, really?
Besides take up space.
You know what I mean? So your idea can't be that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to see the thing, Carl, I think that is stopping most people themselves and fear.
Hmm.
And then there's so many, you know, fears. That's what happened to me when I thought about public speaking. Who are you? I'm going to listen. Just go over there and shut up. All you want to do is not work. Just beat your gums. But I was determined to get away from that kind of thinking. I was very angry. I'm not going to tell you I wasn't. I was very angry, but I was an expedition, man. I made it my business to meet, at that time, the number one speakers. But I just made it my business to call them. I stalked them. I did, man. I just called a guy, man, and just began to just harass him almost.
Until he finally agreed to make the connection.
Well, actually, I did lie. I'm not going to say I was an angel. But I called them, and I was about to give up, and I said, hey, listen, you're behind on your child support payments. I'm with illegitimate children, and my wife and I are going to, my mother and I are going all week for the inquiry. He said, who is this fool?
And the next thing you know, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is empowerment speaker, empowerment presenter, Arthur Andrews. He and I will be right back.